My wife said that there was no way that I could make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove pasta. When I drove past her. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about whale farts. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about a true hero and not even 6 years old. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. You are listening to episode number 40 of Aggressively Positive, brought to you by goodpeopledoinggood.org, the nonprofit that I run that has performed almost $24,000 in random acts of kindness. And this episode is also being brought to you by the patrons of Good People Doing Good. To become a patron for as little as $1 a month, visit patreon.com/goodpeopledoinggood. We are starting this episode off in Portland, Oregon. On Christmas Eve, Emily James had gotten permission from her manager to drive to a nearby gas station where a bank customer was stranded. He couldn't access the money from his paycheck at the bank, so James ended up giving him $20 of her own money to buy gas, then went back to work. The bank then fired her a week later on New Year's Eve, calling her helpful hand an unauthorized interaction with a customer. Then, last week, her story went viral. She's had several job interviews, including with other banks, but she hasn't started any jobs yet. Several companies reached out to her via social media, wanting to hire her. Mark Eugenio, the man she helped, said he's likewise graffitied by the support. Nope. Gratified. Mark Eugenio, the man she helped, said he's likewise gratified by the support, but he's still waiting for an apology from the bank, even a phone call. It's no fun, he said, being in the spotlight for being broke, especially because I had the money coming to me. U.S. Bank initially declined to comment, but Lee Henderson, Vice President of Public Affairs and Communication, confirmed this week that both James and her supervisor were fired over the incident. The series of unfortunate events started December 23rd, when James, a senior banker at the call center, said she spent more than an hour trying to help Eugenio on the phone. U.S. Bank had placed a hold on his $1,080 paycheck from a new job. Frustrated but hopeful that the money could still be released that day, he waited at a gas station near the town center, thinking he still might have time to buy gifts at the mall before Christmas. While at the station, he called the 1-800 number helpline, and he said he didn't even have $20 to get gas. That's when she asked to put him on hold, and she got permission from her manager to drive out to the gas station and give him $20 of her own money so he could get home. She offered to take her lunch break, but her supervisor told her to stay on the clock because she was doing work-related business. I handed him $20 in cash and said Merry Christmas, and I went right back to work. And after the New York Times wrote about the firings, U.S. Bank offered them their jobs back. The supervisor accepted, but James did not want to return to her former employer. David Williams, Chief Marketing and Human Resource Officer for Community First Credit Union, said in a press release, "We read about Emily getting fired for an act of kindness and humanity. At the same time, we had an employee do a similar act of kindness. We gave her an award for it. Helpfulness is in our DNA, and we are convinced that Emily has that same DNA." Community First Credit Union then flew her to California to interview for a training supervisor position. She was offered the position, and she starts next month. "It's exactly what I wanted," she said. "I wanted to be training, mentoring, and helping others. I'll be training new hires as well as doing follow-up training." She also said that she has been overwhelmed and emotional from the outpouring support that she's received. "I've had more people reach out and just have something kind to say in the last few days than in my whole life. It was such a beautiful act of kindness. It was a Christmas miracle. She gave this man $20 for gas money because she could and she had it. And she understood the situation that he worked and deserves the money that he worked for. and was not even being offered any help from his bank. What if he had some auto payments set up and then late fees? That bank should be held accountable because he did everything he should have. But you know what? She's the real hero and then was offered a job in California. She's going to be training. She got everything she wanted. She said she got what she wanted. That's awesome. She didn't give that little bit to get what she wanted. She gave a little bit because she was a good-hearted person, is a good-hearted person. And she got what she wanted because she deserved it. That's awesome. We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts. These facts were sent to me by super duper good dude Adam Reeves. Thank you, dude. Here we go. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years when the weather doesn't suit them. Ohio is the only state in the USA that doesn't share a letter with the word mackerel. A blue whale can make a fart bubble big enough to fit a horse in it. The collective noun for hummingbirds is a charm. The tag in When You Play Tag stands for touch and go. T-A-G. Tag. Touch and go. The act of touching glasses to cheer someone came from a medieval suspicion of people poisoning each other. So you'd slam your mugs together to spill in each other's drinks to show that you could be trusted and you weren't trying to kill each other. There are only 2 escalators in the whole state of Wyoming. 1 million seconds is 12 days. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. Wilma Flintstone's maiden name is Slag Hoople. And pound for pound, movie theater popcorn is more expensive than filet mignon. Filet mignon. All right, this story comes to us from Georgia. A Georgia boy. See? I told you it was Georgia. A Georgia boy woke up in the middle of the night to flames engulfing his bedroom. Instead of panicking, he jumped into action. Noah Woods, 5 years old, grabbed his little sister, 2, and exited through their shared bedroom window, the only safe exit when the Sunday night fire broke out. His heroics didn't end there. The young boy then ran back into his home to save the family dog before waking up his uncle next door to alert him of the fire. Together, they woke up 6 other family members who were sleeping in the Bartow County home. Everyone survived thanks to Noah's quick thinking. We've seen children alert their families before, Fire Department Chief Dwayne Jameson said, but for a 5-year-old to be alert enough to do this, that's pretty extraordinary. The fire department shared a photo on Facebook of Noah covered in ash wearing a hospital gown. The photographer holds his tiny hand that has a name tag reading Noah stuck to it. Our hero, the department wrote. Noah is credited for saving himself and 7 other family members. According to a GoFundMe page that was started by their grandfather to help them get back on their feet, the fire began due to an overloaded electrical outlet in the boys' room. By the grace of God, all 9 of our loved ones were able to get out of our home, Woods wrote. If it wasn't for Noah, we may not be here today. This kid is a hero. His family knows it. I know it. You know it. And I hope he knows it. His family knows it. He saved all of them. And that's beautiful. He saved his dog. Because his dog is part of the family. That night must be traumatic, but he didn't let that get to him then. He stepped into action. 5 years old. Man, when I was 5 years old, I was running around the yard in my underwear. It's been a while, man, but Noah, for sure, is this week's goodest person of the week. This kid has such a bright future ahead of him. If that's how he's acting at 5, man, what's he gonna... Noah for president. Please. Well, that's it for this week's episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you found it inspiring. Before we go separate ways, I got a few announcements to make. Before we go separate ways, I've got a few announcements to make. Announcements! I told you about that cool monthly Facebook contest that we do, where we have people nominate their favorite nonprofit, and we donate $100 to a randomly selected organization. In January, we donated $100 to the Above and Beyond Foundation, and in February, we just donated $100 to Jake's Diapers. And their website says, Jake's Diapers is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps solve diaper needs for infants, elderly, and those with special needs. We believe this is the essential for clean, healthy, and active lives and creates a sense of dignity for those we serve. And since the beginning of April in 2013, Jake's Diapers has been blessed to impact lives in over 20 countries. So check out Jake's Diapers and keep your eyes peeled for the post at the end of February for nominating the March winner. February Good People Doing Good update. During the month of February, we sent unexpected acts of kindness, gift cards, and donations to a family who ran into troubles with their car and needed help with auto bills. A family whose cat had just undergone expensive medical bills. A family whose 9-week-old was going through some medical procedures and weren't even sure what was going on. I can't even imagine. And a young woman who recently lost her job due to a medical condition. Also, our dear friend and Good People Doing Good Facebook admin, Lindsay, whose cat was in a terrible accident. Well, there's a GoFundMe for Lindsay and Pizza the Cat. That link is in the notes for this episode description. If you enjoy the posts and memes of our Facebook page and you can make a donation, show Lindsay a little love if you can. To the Patreon patrons, just know with your donations, we were able to make a Good People Doing Good donation. We would not have been able to help these people that you write out to us about without the support of the Good People Doing Good patrons, which you can become for as little as $1 a month. For Good People Doing Good and aggressively positive merch, visit goodpeopledoinggood.org and click store. We have a bunch of new shirts and mug designs, so check them out and make sure to use your 10% patron-only discount code if you're a patron. Find us on the web, goodpeopledoinggood.org, Facebook, goodpeopledoinggood.org, Instagram, goodpeopledoinggood.org. That's where you get the updates. And we're at 108 iTunes reviews. Woo-hoo-hoo! And that's a solid 4.9 star rating. The more 5-star ratings we get, the more exposure the show gets. And I would greatly appreciate that. So click 5 stars if you want. I love you guys. You are the best. You are awesome. Never forget that. Never forget that. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the extremely uncomfortable, awkward, improvised return of the Patreon shoutouts. Amelia to Godfriend, Jesus Mendoza, Ryan M. Wilder, Amanda George, Ellie Jett, Trisha Dorley, Wade Zawaski, Kaylin Assar, Tara Bending, Dennis Cusbert, Alexander Strakes, Sarah Shelvin, Michael Steger, Eric Carlson, Akilah Green, Kevin Kidderville, Tori Kibanoff, Jackie Marconi, Sam Seeger, Vern Parks, Troy Mangalo, Jennifer Little, Rachel Ferry, Terrific Time Start With, Dan Cummins, Reverie Jeffrey, Ariel Neal, Dan, Lauren, Lawrence, Ben Bullock, Brian Bump, Brandon Bump, Kevin David B. Verliger, Michael Feeney, Dan Paswell, Rachel Pavel, Catherine Labden, Mindy Thoreau, Donna Quinn, Bo Zimmerman, Michael Patriarca, Dustin Dumas, Wendy King, Brendan McKay, Melissa Beckhaus, Josh Yackey, Melissa, Michelle Betts, Jeffrey DuPont, Alexandria Sankowitz, Tom Henderson, Carrie Lee Brown, Hannah Olivia Cabrero, Lindsay Trugden, and Andres Devine. Paper bag solo! Megan Stapleton, Clara Corbett, Justin Sarr, Elise LeBlanc, Kerry Russell, Kenneth Tim Du, Gerald Gibbons, Mary Bates, Alex, Abigail Wilson, The Good News, Kim Malone, Kyle Kane, Trisha Allen, Justin Phillips, Robert Dunn, the Portrait of the Fourth, Rutliz B, Donna Smith, Alicia Reynolds, Donna Smith, Alicia Reynolds, Ryan Chelson, Nathan Cruz, Becky Lusk, Mary Soldan Smith, Kevin Kelleher, Patrick Kelleher, Stephen Roca, Andrew Courtney Hopkins, Matthew Davies, Mary Hennessy, Jacob Montgomery, Justin Martin, Andy Rue, Damian Savagino, Emily Heath, Brenda Goulet, Jessica, Nathan Hurd, Jeffrey Hardy, Dick Donovan, Eric Clark, Anthony Gagliardi, Lindsay Rustin, Naomi Ward, Jessica Gunby, Jim McDonough, Jason Simmons, Chester Bradley, Colleen Ouellet, Christopher Camara, John Kitcher Jr., Agnieszka Hollingsworth, Amy Sherman, Stephen Gallo, Dalia Pena Thomas, Garrett Lemire, Lady Lindsay Moy, Monty Johnson, Ty Gerard, Gary Jacobs, Amanda Gallen, Magnum Pisciano, Bob Whitney, Jason Savage, Matthew Corwin, Alex Hexberger, Nick Hirschfield, Joel Normandine, Pandora 2, David Renazzi, Jessica Quarantino, Michelle Barkley, Becky Scott, Michelle McCain, Ian O'Neill, Megan Printer, yeah! John, yeah! Desmond Clark, Ryan Bear, Matthew Tice, Ryan Jarzenbeck, Jacqueline Bull, Stephen Lloyd, Connor Miller, Shelby Joe Thoreau, Faith Ford, Adam Reeves, Sherry Lee, Tarek Hudson, Robert Uramian, Tim Wallace, Rob Mill, Molly Rebeck, Bag Solo. That's it. Love you.